The average teenage boy is generally focused on a lot of things, whether it be sports, video games, or hanging out with friends. But for triathlete Aiden Landrum, things are a little bit different.
And it's like, it's not easy to balance with school. Like, I don't have as much time to, like, do other things. But, like, when I'm training, it's fun. So, you know, if I do, like, anywhere from, like, an hour or two of training a day, even more sometimes, you know, I'll get home at 4, homework, you know, it's like sacrificing other things.
Yeah.
You know, like being able to play like tons of video games or, you know, but I've always been big on sleep, and I've always like gotten, even like now I get like 9 hours of sleep, and most kids my age are getting like a lot less than that. So it's just like good time management for what actually matters more than, you know, like things you won't remember in the future.
Landrum competed in his first triathlon at age 6 and has been involved in the sport competitively since he was 8, racing for 3 different teams throughout his career. On top of triathlon, he recently added cross country to the mix as a high school freshman, racing for the competitive North Oconee High School team.
You know, it can be a little bit humbling. Those guys just have a little bit more experience, in some cases just have figured it out. They're physically more mature. But Aiden has come in and embraced that environment, and I think he realizes that increases his potential to achieve excellence there. And it's not
the cross country season takes place during the triathlon off season, so it doesn't overlap directly, but it's still an added challenge. Still, Landrum is well prepared for the challenge because of his experience, not only in running but also in cross training.
So, any runner that is willing to cross train, they're probably they're more determined to be a better runner, because they're willing to do whatever it takes to make themselves successful and sacrifice what needs to be sacrificed.
After his first high school cross-country season ended, Landrum was recently selected to visit the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs, Colorado, along with several other accomplished young triathletes. This was a unique opportunity that also served as a motivating factor for
him. It also gives them that, you know, it shows them that there's another level. It shows them that there's more training available. They were exposed to some very good coaches and, you know, the best training facilities that the United States has to offer. So I'm glad that they got to see that. It kind of puts that carrot out there and keeps them moving when sometimes they're like, why am I doing this again? Why am I getting up at 5 in the morning to ride in my trainer when all my friends are still sleeping? Why am I giving up this, you know, going to this party this weekend when I know I have to get up, you know, Sunday morning and do a workout? So
with his trip to the Olympic Training Center, as well as the U23 podcast he started to appeal to young triathletes, Landrum is fully invested in triathlons. While he isn't sure what his ultimate goal is for where he'll end up in the sport, he's focused on the short term, taking his athletic career step by step.